Colombia y Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, Costa Rica y Panamá.
Moscow has become a global mosaic of celebration. The streets around the Kremlin, heavily guarded and snowbound for much of the year, are transformed with Latin passion and African rhythm.
Everything is new for us, it's new culture, it's new language, and it's very difficult, the communication, but we are very excited.
And the people are very nice and it looks very nice.
We are all united, Americans, Europeans, Asians, everyone united.
The locals have not seen anything like it.
Everybody is so friendly to each other. This is an atmosphere of festivity. It's an extraordinary event, much cooler than New Year.
Some have traveled here even though their own countries have not qualified, like 12-year-old Abdul Jabbar from Sudan.
Hello, we are here in Moscow. The weather is wonderful.
Nigerians living in Russia put on a welcoming party for their travelling supporters.
We are going to win the cup. I'm optimistic.
The party to the fullest. Experience what it means by bringing all Nigerians together. They like grooving.
After the partying, a bit of culture. Moscow's ornate metro system is now a kaleidoscope of team colours as visitors explore the city. Russia is eager to show off its cultural attractions, from St. Petersburg's art galleries to the less discovered Islamic heritage in host city Kazan. Thousands of volunteers are on hand to help visitors like Spanish-speaking Yulia, eager to ensure it is a smooth tournament.
There are no impossible situations. You just have to calm down for a second, think and solve.
And if you get lost, perhaps the best advice is simply to follow the noise. Henry Ridgewell, the VOA News in Moscow.